Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. I am fired up for today's interview with Mr. Ramacio Fulcher. He is a network marketer, and you know that is somewhat of a cleaner word for multi-level marketer, but you know, I think for such a long time there's been this negative stigma around network marketing, multi-level marketing, and the landscape has really changed over the, let's say, the last decade. Instead of it, you know, being these in-home parties and, you know, people just trying to sell you to get you in their downline, which obviously there's, you know, still a lot of that going on, there's a lot of different products out there that are changing lives, making an impact, providing real value. And this business model is one of the best ways of getting that value and impact out into the community, out to as many people in the world as possible, while it gives other individuals an opportunity to scale their income in an exponential way. So it was fun to kind of break down this model and hear how Ramacio has become one of the top network marketers in the world, how he lost everything, the lessons that he learned, and how he's now rebuilt up his business to over $1 million net every single year in this new product that he's selling. And overall, just to hear a network marketer not only leveraging this model at a really high level, but the kind of compounding effect of tying in personal development, the mindset, the, you know, routines and strategies behind a top performer and achiever in a marketplace like this was cool to get more of the inside scoop, which you don't always get to see and hear and ask questions of the people at the very, very top. So you're going to get to hear that today with Ramacio. Before we dive in, I want to make sure that you get your free item of value. If you haven't downloaded the How to Find a Mentor guide, have always been asked the question of how did you find your mentors? How do you connect with other millionaires that you get to interview? And really, there's five steps that I've boiled it down to that have allowed me to be very intentional, very effective, and really just efficient in how you go about creating these relationships and making sure that they're the right relationships for you. So feel free to download that guide. All you got to do is text the word mentors to 44222. It'll ask for your email, pop that into your inbox. Or if you are international, because we've had some international people reaching out saying they can't, you know, obviously text the number. So feel free to go to mattacheson.com. The guide is available on the website. You can download it directly from there. With that being said, if you guys get some major value from today's interview, all I ask, repayment of this value that you've received. One thing could change your life, your mindset, your habits, disciplines, whatever it may be, to completely put you on a new path. All I ask is that if you got some value from this, share this episode with a friend, family member, business associate. And if you're not subscribed to the podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave a review in iTunes. All right. So with that being said, let's dive into today's interview with Mr. Ramacio Fulcher. Well, I'm excited to welcome into the show Mr. Ramacio Fulcher. What's up, brother?
How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. We just found out we're both from the same city, Sacramento roots.
Absolutely.
And you're currently in LA. What are you guys doing out there in LA?
Just here doing some for a business event that I had out here in LA, and I'll be heading home. I'll be heading home tonight.
Right on, right on. Well, I want to give everybody an idea of who you are, kind of what your backstory is, and obviously we're going to lead into what you have really blown up for over the last few years and the space you've been playing in and the opportunity and the impact and all the things that, you know, you've been leveraging in order to design the life that you're now getting to live, that most people aspire and dream and hope to live one day. But I want to kind of get back to those humble beginnings and talk about where you came from and what it all looked like at the start.
You know, I come from Oakland, California, which is Northern California, for maybe those of you that don't know. I grew up in the inner city. Mom and dad are great people. They're still married. I've got four brothers, and my parents did a phenomenal job of raising us. Very strict parents. My father was an entrepreneur. He was a commercial flooring contractor for 45 years before he retired. My mother She was a high up supervisor at the Food and Drug Administration, so FDA. So kind of give you a little bit of, mom is corporate, dad is, you know, entrepreneurial. And they did a phenomenal job putting us through Catholic school our whole life. And long story short, I went to Sacramento State University for about a year and a half. School was not my cup of tea. I dropped out. And I remember when I dropped out, I told my parents that I was going to be very successful. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had come from a great example from my parents in terms of how they raised us and so forth. And so I didn't want to make them embarrassed of me in terms of by not, you know, making something positive of my life. And so I had no idea. I remember telling my parents that if I decided to become a garbage man, I certainly was going to be the best. And I just wanted to make them proud. And so for me, I then I met a gentleman, and I always tell everybody that he was white. And the reason why I do that is I want people to know that oftentimes the very blessing that you're looking for, and this applies to white people, black people, Asian, it doesn't matter what you are, but oftentimes a very missing link, the missing piece to your puzzle, oftentimes does not look like you, it doesn't talk like you, and it damn sure don't think like you, okay? And so I met this gentleman, his name was Brent Peterson. And long story short, I met him in a burrito shop, and he had a nice suit on. And one of the questions I always teach people around the world to always ask people is, I said to him, what do you do? You know, I gave him a nice compliment, told him he was looking sharp. And I said, hey man, what do you do? And at the time he told me he was the CEO of his own real estate and mortgage company. Long story short, I followed up with him. I pursued him. That's the next nugget that if people are listening, I would write down. Success will not pursue you. You have to pursue it. I pursued him. He hired me as his assistant in Sacramento on all commissions, no salary. And my job was to be a telemarketer. I was the guy that would call people's houses way back when, and I would try to encourage them to refinance or to be interested in buying another home. That was my job. So for those of you that are watching us now, hopefully you feel good to put a face with the name. It was me. It was me that you were hanging up on. And I went on to do that. And next thing you know, 4 years later, I became a multimillionaire in that space, 4 or 5 years later. And again, people always ask me for the backstory. It's really simple. Number one, I was determined to be successful. Napoleon Hill says, at the root of all successful people, you will find a burning desire. And this is so true, Matthew. Anybody, boy or girl, man or woman, doesn't matter what your race or religious background is, you have to have a desire to be more, to be successful. That's number one. Number two, you then got to choose the right mentor. Again, I'm giving you an example of mortgage and real estate. Brent Peterson, white guy, didn't have my background, totally different than me. We're going to talk about that a little later, why that's so significant, okay? So number two is the mentor. You got to have the right mentor. And the reason why I say having the right mentor is so key, because all of us have said before, I wish I would have known then what it is that I know now. And the difference between then and now is simply wisdom. And wisdom comes from two places. Your personal mistakes, number one, and then number two, mentors, because they've already made the mistakes. And so if you ever crack open the Bible, regardless of what your beliefs are, you'll see that every prophet in the Bible, they all had a mentor. And so that's why the Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth, okay? And so mentorship is wisdom without waiting, is what it really truly means. And so you got to have the right mentors, number two. Number three, you got to be involved at the right time. 90% of your success, no matter what it is you want to do with your life, is predicated upon timing. Now, this I think is so amazing. I wish we could park right here. See, many of us feel maybe we're too white. Maybe we're too fat. We're too skinny. We're too black. We're too this. Maybe it's my background. Maybe because I'm not in the who's who crowd. And we begin to try and create this narrative in our mind of that's why we can't be successful. So we say things like, when I get there, then I'll dot, dot, dot. When this happens, dot, dot, dot. And we really, really, really don't know what the hell we're talking about, but we tend to believe this crap. While the truth is 90% of success comes down to your timing. Let me give you an example. If we were to start a vinyl records company today, the odds are we wouldn't have very much success at all. Why? Because nobody's buying vinyl records.
Truth.
So it has nothing to do with if a black person, white person, Asian graduate or didn't graduate. None of that is all hogwash. That doesn't even matter. What matters is what's your timing in the marketplace with what it is that you're selling or that you're offering. So 90% of your success comes down to timing. And then finally, the fourth last thing is you must work hard. You have to work hard. I mean, look, there is no free lunches. Anybody selling you a free lunch, you just walk away, okay? There's no such thing. You have to work hard. And so I gave you the sequence. Now, most of you will not know how to spot timing. That's why you should place a great emphasis on finding the right mentor. I don't care if you want to be a good cook, if you want to fitness, spirituality, saving money, making money, being a good parent. It doesn't matter. Find a mentor, someone. And here's how you find a mentor. All you do is go online and you look up the top 20 people in that specific chosen field. You look them up, you find out who they are. And then you ask them one question. And here's the $1 million question. What would I have to do to make it worth your while to teach me what it is you know? What would I have to do to make it worth your while for you to teach me what it is you know? You got to remember, the mentor doesn't owe you anything. So you have to pursue them and make it worth their while to invest their time into you.
One of my great mentors, he told me this, and it drives me nuts. I get asked this question all the time too. Hey, can I pick your brain? Can I take you out to coffee? Right. And it's an ask, right? Instead of a value give first. And the one comment that I find work time and time again is very in alignment with what you just said is, what does it take to earn the right to learn what it is that you do, or to take you out to coffee, or whatever it may be? So how did you leverage your kind of superpowers to get in front of some of the people that you have gotten in front of and extracted all this information? So obviously Bruce was one of those first people, but you became a multimillionaire. You graduated kind of beyond, which you should, right? Always look to surpass the people that you're chasing. How did you continue to level up in your journey as you move through real estate and going, hey, I think I'm going to go a little bit bigger and further than what this space has to offer me? What were those next steps?
Well, good question. And as you asked me that question, really what my brain heard while you asked me that, what continued to perpetuate my success?
Yeah.
That's really what I kind of shrunk, what I kind of gathered from your question. What continued to perpetuate my success? And really, it's one word. It's one word. The way that I look at the word success, it means progress. In fact, the definition of success is the progressive realization of worthwhile goals. The progressive realization of worthwhile goals. It doesn't say you're successful if you're a millionaire or a thousandaire or a billionaire. It says nothing about that. It says it's the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. So for me, what that means is to make progress in every area of my life. And so you give a man a dollar, it ain't before long that he wants two. Okay. So my whole point is as I got involved in the mortgage and real estate business, I wanted to make progress because progress is the only thing that keeps the human spirit alive and happy. If you wonder why you're stressed out or you're depressed or sad or whatever, it's because you know that you are not making progress in your life, whether that's in your relationship, in your health, your spirituality, your money, your parenting, you name it. You know, that's where your stress is coming from. You're not alive inside. You're not making progress. And for me, what I wanted to do is I wanted my life to be a continuum of me getting better and better and better and better. That's just all I wanted. I wanted to make progress. And so now, when I was in mortgage and real estate, you know, I never thought I wouldn't be doing that. Like I said, I went from broke to being a multimillionaire at 25, and I did that for 5-6 years in a row. You know, so I was, you know, little boy, what they say, started from the bottom, now we here. You know what I mean? I was that kid, right? That was me. And so so I was excited. But when a wealthy friend of mine called me and he said, Ramacio, I want you to take a look at something, I literally immediately laughed when he called me trying to introduce me in the network marketing. I'm dead serious. I laughed on the phone. I said, oh, hell no, I will never get involved in that. You crazy. And this is exact words to me. Shut up. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound ignorant. He said, when you finally make more money than me, you can laugh at an invitation that I give you. But until then, shut up. And I want you to get on over to my house and meet this gentleman. And he lived in El Dorado Hills, which is a suburb of Sacramento. And so I said, all right, man, I'll come by, but I can promise you this. The odds are I'm not going to get involved. So don't count on it. And so, so I did. I came by. And the reason why I came by is because I really respected my wealthy friend. I couldn't imagine why would he ever do something like this? What's his problem? You know, we both were in real estate. You know, he's wealthy. And what's wrong with this guy? You know, and so when I got there, I'm glad that I at least showed up, because the gentleman that he introduced me to was the furthest thing from what I ever expected. I thought I was going to come to a meeting where a guy was wearing a red power tie, a nice pinky ring, some shiny shoes and slick hair. And he was going to be, hey, you know, he was going to be
wheeling and dealing.
That's what I thought I was going to see. The good old, you know, and that's not what it was. He was very calm, introverted, very poised, well collected. And he's began to talk. And I found myself paying attention to two things that he said, Matthew. Number one was the word residual income. And he said this, and I'll never forget it. This was literally 10 years ago when this was said. He said, residual income are the two most important words next to God's love in the entire English dictionary. Residual income. And the reason being is at some point in time in every one of our lives, we are going to need residual income, or you may know it as mailbox money. And when you think of people that are retired, that's residual income. The problem is it takes them 25 to 40 years to retire in most people's cases to get that mailbox residual income money.
Right.
So he was basically pitching, what if I could show you a system, no guarantees, okay? A system that would take you 2 to 5 years with part-time hard work. Part-time hard work that you could be making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a month on a residual basis. What would your life look like then? So that was the first thing that caught my attention, residual income. The second thing that caught my attention was even better, was the concept of leverage. See, I'm addicted to freedom, Matthew. That's what I'm addicted to, freedom. I want to do virtually what I want. I want to do it with the people I want to do it with. And that's just how I am. I'm addicted to choices. I like freedom.
You and I both, brother.
And so, but the problem was, is that most people, they work a job or they run a small business. And when you do that, what ends up happening is the business typically runs you, or the job, you're only as good as your last day on the job. And so this concept of leverage basically means where you could earn a small percentage off of a lot of different people. That made sense to me, because I could see if something like that could happen for me, I now could have money and time together in the same sentence, which gives me lifestyle, which is the freedom that I want, you know? And so that's where I started to lean in a little bit, paid attention. Long story short, I ended up getting involved, and that I said, I'll get involved on one condition. If you, Mr. Speaker, agree to be my mentor. He was 34 years old. And like I said, he had been retired since he was 28. And I was just enamored by how he was able to do this all from home. And it was legal, moral, and ethical. And so I got involved on a part-time basis while I still was a real estate broker, still doing well, but I wanted a secondary stream of income. And I made $55,000 working from home within my first 45 days involved in a network marketing company. And the cool part, I didn't have to become what I despised, which was some sleazy salesperson pitching all of my friends. No, I didn't have to do that. He showed me a professional way to conduct yourself in this profession. And I remember when he said this to me, he says, it's just like real estate, Ramacio. You got a bunch of amateur real estate brokers and real estate investors.
Right.
But by contrast, you've also got a bunch of professionals that do it the professional way. And so this, once again, it makes me smile because this is the difference when you learn from an amateur versus a professional, someone who's truly a mentor at the top of their game. It allows you to really collapse time frames. And so I'm forever grateful. We fast forward to where we are today. Now it's been 10 years that I've been in this profession. It's been some ups. It's been some downs. Through it all, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. We literally have made a huge impact in this space in a short period of time, and we're just getting started, man. So to now be the number 16 income earner in the entire world of network marketing, and there's 110 million people involved right now. And last year in network marketing was $180 billion of combined revenue. And for me now to be number 16 in just the last 12 months, coming from broke to 16, is an absolute testament of what hard work, believing, persistency will actually do for anyone.
Well, I want to unpack that a little bit because there is some gold in there. And, you know, for those that are listening in going, ooh, that, you know what? Like, I like what this Ramasio guy has to say. This sounds like something that I'd be interested in, or sounds like something that I could do for myself, or sounds like the lifestyle that I want to live. You know, I want to go back for a second and just highlight the fact that, dude, you were 25 years old making, you know, you were already a multimillionaire, and you could have had, you know, that ego bigger than life going. And you kind of did for a second, but you still kept that open mindset, right? And I think that's where a lot of people, they miss opportunities. We miss, you know, those gold moments in life because our ego is too big and we don't check it at the door. And we don't go into things and situations with an open mind. And the fact that you did that, now transitioning, you know, to where you're at today, number 16 income earner in the network marketing space out of 110 million people is mind blowing. So real quick, you know, give us an idea of what your team looks like today. And so, real, you know, rewind just for one quick second of some of those challenges, right? Because the summit to the peak is never smooth sailing, right? You've done a lot of course correcting. You got to have, you know, that flight plan, but at the same time, you got to have the ability to pivot and be nimble. And so tell me some of that, because I want to know some of those scars that you got underneath that shirt.
Absolutely, sure. As a matter of fact, let's talk most recently. You know, I've been with my current network marketing company. I've been with my current network marketing company now for 13 months. And for 13 months, I've been with this company. 13 months ago, Matthew, I was broke. I literally was broke. I want all of your listeners to know the truth. The other one. All your listeners to know the truth that I was broke. I had no money 13 months ago. I was living check to check. And living right here in Land Park, had a nice home, nice house, nice car, all of that stuff. But I was truly, truly broke. That's where I was. And why was I broke? Let's talk about that real quickly. Yeah. Why was I broke? I was broke because of my poor budgeting and saving money habits. I'm gonna say it again. My poor. I don't blame the Republicans. I don't blame the Democrats. It was me, oh Lord. You know, my poor habits of budgeting and saving money and investing money. That was not something that I had ever become great at yet. I was really good at making money.
Right.
Really good. And how did I become good at that? Found the right mentor, right time, worked hard, etc. Okay. But I wasn't good at saving and investing. But there I was. I was 39 years old, just, you know, a year ago. And I said, I looked in the mirror and said, hey, man, I'm broke. And I'm the type of person that I believe if something is broke, you should fix it. Period. If something is broke, you should fix it. And so I knew I had to find the right opportunity. And I knew by far it was going to be the home-based business. Home-based business, network marketing. It's just a documented fact today that there are more people making six figures and seven figures per year in network marketing than any other profession in the world. And that includes real estate, doctors, stockbrokers, you name it. Network marketing, right? It's a documented fact. And that's why so many wealthy people are behind it. And so I had to find the right opportunity. And I knew that the right opportunity was something that was unique, something that was a story that had never been told before, and something that had a very relevant product that everybody would get excited about. It couldn't be another lotion, potion, and pill. that wasn't going to do it. It had to be something different. And so once I found it, I said, you know what? I'm going to kill it. Okay. I'm going to kill it. And I did. And so I got started 1 year ago, 13 months ago. I made $16,000 my first week starting by myself using our online system. We don't do home meetings in our company at all. Everything is online. 2 minute video, 7 minute video, 30 minute video. Everything's online.
Leverage.
That's right. And so I made 16 grand the first week. By my third week, I had made 55,000 the third week. And my first month, I made over 100 grand the first month. Wow. Six months into it, I made over $1 million 6 months in. And now 1 year later, over 2.3 million in income, my very first 12 months, and another 2 million that I picked up in stock. And the company bought me a brand new $400,000 Lamborghini Aventador convertible. Car's in my name, no payments. I own the car. I got the title. I mean, this is crazy, okay? Now, but here's the best part of the story. It's two things. Number one, I helped over 500 different people in the last 12 months make $2,500 a week. 500 different people throughout the world, because we're global, make $2,500 a week. That's 10 grand a month. I also helped 7 people over the last 12 months earn $1 million in the last 12 months with this particular project. So when you hear my accolades, it only comes because of helping and serving other people, which is why I'm here on your podcast. But for the grand finale, this is the big part. Here's the big one. I told you I was horrible at saving money 12 months ago. 12 months later, I now have saved over $1 million liquid in the last 12 months. Yeah, I made 2.3, but after taxes that I paid, I've saved $1 million liquid, all from a $1,300 investment with hard work and sweat equity. So this is why now there's so many people that are like, yo, what are you doing? What is this all about? I want to know.
Right.
Can you help me? Absolutely. And that's why I'm here, because I want to help 75 different people around the world here in 2018 earn an extra $10,000 per week. Not a month, per week. And so this is why I'm here on your show. So hopefully that's kind of gives you some of the backstory. But I'm just really proud. I want people to know I was broke 12 months ago. But if something is broke, baby, you got to fix it.
I love it, man. I love that you were humble enough to, one, share it and be open and authentic and vulnerable, because, you know, it's often those crash and burns that really are the stepping stones to our greatest successes and lead us to, like what you said, those breakthroughs, that wisdom, those experiencers are really what allow us to summit to the mountain that much faster, the peak. And so, you know, before we give people an idea of, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are interested in this, right? Because the world is only continuing to move more and more online. And the opportunities in that space and that ecosystem and that landscape are going to continue to evolve and expand. And so we'll be sure for all those that are listening to put a link in the show notes. If you want to connect with Ramacio and all that good stuff, we'll have that here in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit more about, you know, one, your team, right? Because some people might be thinking like, oh, I got to have, you know, 20 people to make $1 million, right? Like you must have some massive organization. Tell us a little bit about that.
Great question. Number one, I started December 1st of 2016. Okay. So it's 13 months ago. I started all by myself. I was broke. Now this is all true, but let me tell you what also was true. I refused to let my life end with the story being he was handsome, he was smart, but he was broke. No, that is not how my story was going to end. I'm sorry. That's not how it was going to end. And so I was determined, and I want you to pick that up in this interview, whoever you are, wherever you are. I was determined to make something of my life. I quickly licked my wounds and said, yes, Ramacio, you've made some mistakes. You've made some poor choices into budgeting and to spending money. Yes, I don't blame anybody but myself. But you know what? I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix this. Now, how was I going to fix it? This is the key. Because 90% of you listening to this audio right now, let me tell you what I know about you. You're broke too. Some of you are dead broke. I mean, you don't have literally not even 2 pennies right now. Some of you are what I call comfortably broke. Oh, well, I'm check to check. Thank God, at least I can pay a bill or two. but you're still broke, okay? So what that you got good credit? You can't spend anything because you can't afford to pay for it. You're broke. And then some of you are living well beyond your means. You live in a nice home, beautiful car, nice, well-shaved, well-spoken. Everything looks like it's peaches and cream. But you know, and I know, you're less than 6, maybe 7 months away from everything being going to hell in a handbasket, broke. The first thing I had to do, Matthew, is not look at my Maserati in the garage 12 months ago. Not look at, you know, all this other stuff. I had to look in the mirror and get real with myself upon what reality was. And reality was, I was living check to check. I was broke. And I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to admit that. It was hard, but I had to do it. Because if I didn't do it, then there would be no leverage for me to change my situation. Okay? That's the first thing. The second thing, in terms of what I did, is you've got to find a mentor. So I found some people that I knew from years prior that were doing really well in this particular business. In fact, let me tell you how well. They were making $250,000 a month within the first 90 days of them getting involved.
Jeez.
Now understand that this is not a company that started last week. This is a 6-year-old publicly traded company that I'm talking about here, okay? But they were making $250,000 a month in 90 days. Okay, so again, boom, they became my mentors. I said, hey, listen, I'm interested. Show me what's going on. And long story short, they did. So I had a mentor. Okay, number three, I got involved at the right time, which all of you that are listening to me, this is a 6-year-old company, but guess what? The product that allowed me to get crazy rich and help a bunch of other people to do the same has only been out for 15 months. It's called wearable technology. It's like an Apple Watch on steroids. We're the first one in the world to do what we're doing. I'll talk about that later, okay? Hello, if you're listening, it's the perfect time right now. 90% of your success, me, you, whoever, it's all timing. And so the timing was right. Number four, we have an incredible system. The system is the best part. You see, we don't do any home meetings. As I mentioned moments ago, everything we do, it's all online. You watch a 2-minute video. Then if you're interested, you go to a 7-minute video. If you still want more, then you go to a 30-minute video. So we call it the 2-7-30 system. And we do this in 195 countries. We don't leave our houses. We don't do meetings and all that. Everything is online. So it's a very simple system. So when you ask me about my team, I started by myself. And now today, there is truly over 46,000 people in my organization 13 months later, okay? But the very first week, I remember I personally introduced about 56 people the very first week. In other words, let's put it to you this way, Matthew. If I said to you, knowing what you know today about Apple or Fitbit, if you could turn back the hands of time and you could have been one of the first people that got involved with that company and they were going to pay you a commission from the sale of every device that got sold, knowing what you know today, Matthew, would you truly have done it? Yes or no?
Yeah, you'd be stupid not to.
And everybody says that, okay? So when I show them this video on how we are basically an Apple Watch on steroids, Fitbit on steroids to the max, basically, Matthew, it's giving people the chance to say yes to something that they never had a chance to say yes to before, because Apple or Fitbit only will allow you to be a consumer of the device. They will not allow you to participate and earn commissions from the sales of the devices. But thanks to the network marketing structure, we do. And so that's why it was very, very simple for people to say, absolutely, I want to be a part of this. And it's even simpler now today because as of 2 weeks ago, this device that I'm talking about, this wearable device, we became the world's very first, I hope you guys are ready for this, the world's very first wearable device that now allows you to monitor your blood sugar levels non-invasively without having to prick your fingers.
Wow.
Can you say, mic drop, game over? It's over, literally. It's a done deal. Without pricking your fingers, do you know that there's over 1 billion people that have sugar-related issues.
Yeah.
Whether it's health-related or medical-related, whatever. So to be able to not have to prick your finger and monitor your sugar levels non-invasively, that's a game changer. So anyway, my whole point here and what I'm saying is I started by myself. We have a large team today. We do. But believe it or not, that team of 46,000, I really have about 30 leaders that 46,000 has come through.
Nice.
About 30 different people that have actually introduced the person who introduced the person who introduced the person, and boom, it's just now kind of exploded.
Well, standing on the shoulders of giants too, right? You are talent. You attract talent. And right. If you're able to, you know, one of the greatest pieces of leverage in any business is going to be people and systems. And you guys have both of those down pat. So as we kind of come into the tail end of the interview, one, I want to be able to give people an opportunity to learn more about the company and to connect with you. And, you know, if they want to hear more, that they have the opportunity to do that. But real quick, I'm curious, based on those, say, 30 or 45 people, the, you know, the people that made the six, the seven figures, and the leaders that are in your world, and all the other people that you see, you're a smart guy, you study other individuals, you model after success, you apply that to your own journey, and you put your own, you know, Ramasio flavor on it. What would you say is the most important thing, characteristic, discipline, routine, habit, whatever it may be, to be a successful network marketer?
Well, first of all, you got to eliminate the word network marketing. I don't see myself as a network marketer. What I see myself as is a businessman who uses network marketing for the platform to create massive amounts of leverage.
Your vehicle.
So it's just a vehicle. That's really all it is. And so, but when you ask me for the most important thing that that a person needs to have, number one, it's you got to have the right mentor. Let me make it real, real personal for all of your listeners. You are where you are in life because it's a reflection of your thought process. Now, that doesn't mean that you're in a bad place or a good place. Forget all that. Just follow the concept, guys. You are where you are because of your thought process and your choices. Okay? That's very important. When you find a mentor, remember, 10 years ago, I laughed at this profession. I thought it was a joke. No, I don't want to do that. And now today, I'm number 16 in the world in the profession. So what's the difference? What happened was my perspective expanded. See, things I thought were true, I found out were not true. You see what I'm saying? And so as my perspective grew, then all of a sudden, now I grew because I'm like, wait a minute. This is real. This is legit. This has got economies of scale. This is the deal. This makes sense. I mean, let me put it to you this way. Your viewers don't know anyone. I repeat, they don't know anyone that can show you they paid $1,300 a year ago to join a business and have made millions of dollars 12 months later and saved $1 million liquid in 12 months. No. You don't know such person. So when you ask me what's the one thing I would give people, it's the word mentorship. Mentorship is wisdom without waiting for it. Okay. And if that's something that's a desire of the people that are listening to your show, you can find me at workwithromacio.com. Workwithromacio.com. Romacio.com. Romacio.com. Workwithromacio.com. And you can just type in your email, your cell phone number, and myself and or my assistant will contact you within 24 hours to have a conversation to see if you qualify as one of the 75 people I'm looking to help make 10 grand a week. And I'm not looking for people that have been in network marketing or not. I'm not looking for people. We're looking for people that really have some ambition. They want to make something more of their life. And I tell people all around the world, Matthew, you need money to make a difference. I'm not motivated solely by money. I'm motivated by making a difference. I'm a purposeful person, but you need money to make the difference. And so literally network marketing today is paying out over $200 million a day in commissions. And it happens to be my company is the fastest growing company in the world right now because of what we're doing. We're the only ones doing it. And so again, if they wish to learn more, they can workwithromacio.com. If not, my sincerest advice to all of the people that are listening is a question. Who is your mentor when it comes to you making money? Who is your mentor when it comes to you saving money? who is your mentor in, when it comes to your health, your spirituality, your parenting? Who is your mentor? Mentorship is wisdom without waiting. Aren't you tired of waiting?
I love it. Well, we'll be sure to link up all of that in the show notes so you guys can check out my man Ramacio and see what he's up to. And please believe that, you know, this train is not stopping for anybody. So if you want to jump on board with him, you know, take action, right? Take action, take ownership of where you're at. Your past does not have to equal your future. But wherever you're at in life, you got to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses and you got to take action. You got to take ownership. Ownership is what will change your life. And Ramacio, my man, you're a perfect example of that. So it was great connecting with you today. I always like to wrap up the interview with one final question because we talk a lot about, hey, money is important, right? It gives you more resources, more options, more of a platform to make the impact and the difference in your own life and people you care about, the world. But at the same time, you know, wealth is comprehensive. Like you said, being a good husband, father, wife, daughter, business owner, your health, giving back, all of that kind of stuff. So to you, what does wealth mean?
What does wealth mean? Wealth to me means it's an accumulation of good choices and discipline over an extended period of time. That's how I define wealth. It's an accumulation of good choices and discipline over an extended period of time. And as a result of that, you now are able to give back so much more wisdom to the people that are coming up the mountain because of your good choices and discipline over an extended period of time.
Small, smart choices times consistency over an extended period of time equals wealth. Ramacio, you are the man, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it, man. Awesome job. Thanks.
All right, guys. Well, that does it for this episode with Mr. Ramacio Fulcher. If you guys are looking for any of the resources, how to connect with Ramacio, any of the information that he shared in the interview, feel free to check that out in the show notes or in the show description below if you're watching this on YouTube. You can always get all show notes for every single episode and a bunch of other tools, resources, downloadables at matthaitchison.com. So feel free to check that out. If you aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel where you get to watch these interviews live, as well as a bunch of other, you know, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, training tutorials, and interviews, there's a ton of content being released on the YouTube channel each and every week. So come over, check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, leave a comment, hit a like on this video if you got some great value from it. And as always, please leave a review in iTunes if you haven't done that as well. For anybody that wants to connect with me personally, feel free to email me, MattyA@MillionaireMindcast.com, or I'm always on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to tweet me. All of my handles are at @OfficialMattyA. And it's been amazing connecting with so many of you from all around the country. Big shout out to my boy, Kyle Fogg, who just returned from China playing professional basketball over there, who has really connected in the community and is just taking action and taking his life to that next level. Love seeing action takers get results because of that exact discipline, just taking action, right? So big shout out to Kyle. And if you want to get a shout out on the podcast, feel free to message me, tweet me, and let me know what other guests, what other industries, what other topics are you guys interested in? I want to serve you at the highest level. Of course, I'm going to keep bringing in high achievers and really abundant thinkers, right, who are living life at the highest level. But I want to know who you want to, get into the mind of, who you want to model after. And let's go out and get these people and get them on the show. So with that being said, that's all I got for you guys for this week. More great guests coming up each and every week. And we're going to start releasing some more, short bite-sized episodes back on the Wealth Building Wednesday and might do the Friday Food for Thought coming up for you guys. So let me know what you think. And with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your March to a Million and beyond. Peace. One of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs and small businesses make: not staying on top of their finances and accounting. Can you relate? Well, thanks to FreshBooks, this part of your business doesn't have to be a thorn in your side any longer. I think we can all agree the working world has changed. And with the growth of the internet and today's new business landscape, more and more people are going into business for themselves, becoming small business owners and entrepreneurs. And FreshBooks is a premier accounting software that will simplify and organize all of these needs for you. FreshBooks and their all new version of their cloud accounting software has been redesigned from the ground up and custom built for entrepreneurs and business owners just like you and I. It's ridiculously easy to use, and it's also packed with powerful features that make it so you no longer need to be a CPA or a financial guru to stay on top of your numbers. Whether you want to create and send professional looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, set up online payments to get paid from your clients faster, tracking client invoices and accounting, the list goes on. FreshBooks has your name all over it. And the great thing is they're gracious enough to offer a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all my listeners. So go ahead and claim it. Just go to freshbooks.com/mindcast and enter Millionaire Mindcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section.